Hello there. Welcome to another week of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is March the 11th, and we are currently in the fourth week of Lent. We're really nearing the end, and I pray that you're having a good Lent. I think mine is going well. You know, it's funny. Toward the end, there's a temptation to slack off a little bit. I've been doing traveling for throughout Lent. And even with my parish missions that I lead, it gets a little tough toward the end. It gets a little tough to stay motivated and to keep going when we're tired, when we're, you know, a little beaten down, when Lent seems to be dragging on. But this is where the Holy Spirit can help us. Don't forget to ask for help. The Holy Spirit was given to us, or is given to us, to help us to continue going forward when we just don't feel like it. The Holy Spirit can also help us with the spiritual progress that we're trying to make during the Lenten season. Today we're going to take a look at signs and wonders as we look at the Mass readings as I look at the Gospel from today's daily Mass. And it comes from John chapter 4, verses 43 through 54. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. And Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." And Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that the boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him the fever left him yesterday about 1 in the afternoon. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. It's interesting that signs, miracles, can help us to grow in faith, but it really matters. What really matters is our openness. There were a lot of people who witnessed back in the time of Jesus, who witnessed his miracles, but they got mad that he was doing them on a Sunday, you know, or that they would really disregard what he did because their minds were not open to accepting him. You would think that a miracle would be enough to really change somebody, to change their hearts so that they would believe in Jesus and follow him and do what he said. But for some people, that hardness of heart didn't allow them to do that. So I'll throw this out to you. And for some of us, you know, many of us have seen miracles in our lives, which have really helped our faith to grow. I have personally seen miracles. The healing of my daughters before they were born is one absolute thing that really did affect me. But other people will look at miracles or answer to prayer. You know, sometimes they're not the magnificent miracles. They're what I like to call the ordinary miracles. And as a result, people will look at the good favor that they've encountered and say, well, it's just good luck, or it's not really a miracle. It's really the doctors who did it. It really comes down to your willingness to believe in the power of Jesus. There's an old saying, seeing is believing, but when it comes to faith, believing is seeing. If you believe in the power of Jesus to heal, to do the miraculous, you're going to see his work in action. But if you don't believe that he's real or that he can help or that he really does miracles still, chances are you're going to look at his miraculous intervention and just write it off to luck. So as we bring this show to a close, let me just ask you, where's your heart? Do you believe in Jesus?